It's your girl, and I'm back, you know, with my two cents. I tried to lay low. I tried to be quiet. I tried to quit potting. But y'all keep asking me what I think about certain shit. So here I am, real quick, with my two cents Tuesdays. Don't expect them every week, because you ain't getting them every week. Maybe every other week. Or even multiple times a week if I see some fuck shit that I feel like I need to address. But yeah, I'm back. So, hey y'all. First on my agenda this evening, Shannon Sharp and Osho Cinco. And I'm calling this one the lobster date. So in 1990, Shannon Sharp took a young lady on a date. I guess he really didn't have no money back then. So in the clip, he said he got something to eat that was around $30 to $40. So the young lady could order a nice little meal. So he placed his order. The waitress then asked the young lady what she wanted. So she was looking to see what goes with lobster. He tells this girl, condoms go with lobster. Because if you order the lobster, we having sex. Safe to say she didn't order lobster and he never heard from her again. Now, he's basically saying that if you order lobster, you gotta have sex. These niggas ain't been shit for a long time, y'all. Alright? Because if I'm old girl, the first thing that's coming to my mind is, sir, you asked me out. Okay? You asked me out on a date, knowing you didn't have money like that. Right? Yes, I appreciate you taking me on a date. I appreciate you showing interest in me. But if you knew you could not afford a lobster, why would you take me to a restaurant that served lobster, not knowing if I was going to order that or not? You know what I'm saying? If I go on a date, I should be able to order what I want. This was your idea, not mine. I could have said, you know, I want crabs. I could have said I wanted any seafood or steak meal is going to be expensive. If you can't afford that, don't take nobody to a place that's going to serve that, because you don't know if they're going to get that or not. You know what I'm saying? You could have said, you know, we're going to go to a game. We're going to go to a concert. We're going to go bowling. We're going to go, you know, we're going to go to the movies. You could have said anything like that. And I would have, me personally, I would have been fine with that. But the problem is, these niggas is always trying to impress women. Trust me, I get it. When you like somebody, you want to show them a good time. You know what I'm saying? But get to know them first and get to know what they like to do. And then you go and do that. You could have saved yourself some time, some money, getting your feelings hurt, and being embarrassed. Because you should have been embarrassed to say some shit like that. Oh, well, if you get a lobster, we fucking. What? Is you crazy? Ain't no way in hell. We could have did anything under the sun, moons, and the stars in the sky. But what you not going to do is tell me that if I get a lobster, you getting some of my girl down there. Absolutely not. Because you're not. What? A meal? So you mean to tell me that my twat is worth a lobster meal? My guy, get the hell on. And that's exactly why he never saw her again. Make it make sense, Shannon. All right? Now, since we on dates, we saw this little buckethead bimbo video went viral for not wanting Cheesecake Factory. And can I for one say that the Cheesecake Factory got some good food, okay? And the cheesecake on the way out the door is just the cherry on top, okay? But this bozo video went viral, and I'm starting to think that this is why y'all do this type of shit, so that you can go viral. Because who's turning down a meal like at a Cheesecake Factory? Like, it's not that serious. You act like he took you to White Castle or something. Like, make it make sense. I'm really starting to think y'all doing this shit for likes and views and comments and shit like that. That's what's making the world pop now. You go viral, you famous. Well, I think that's what she did it for. But now that she went viral, there's tons of lists going around now, okay? So there's a list of places that you should not take a woman on a first date. Of course, the Cheesecake Factory is the number one. Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle's, Olive Garden, the movies, your house, any fast food restaurant, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wingstop, Red Lobster, a buffet, IHOP, Denny's, the gym, church, Starbucks, a coffee date, ice cream date, family function, movie night, which includes Netflix and Hulu, somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, a nightclub, a hookah bar, a bar for just drinks, Waffle House, and a sporting event. Now, I know somebody in this new generation made this fucking list. Because I'll tell you right now, sis get tired by 10 o'clock. So a good wing stop, some lemon pepper wings, I'm okay with that. Some Chipotle, a burrito bowl, I'm okay with that. Okay? The movies. I may fall asleep in there, but I'm okay with it. A cute little, I feel like an ice cream date is cute. You know, it ain't too much pressure. You get the ice cream, you have a little walk in the park, sit at a bench or whatever, talk, get to know each other. Family functions, I don't think that should be a first date. I have to agree with that one because me and you really don't know each other, so don't bring me around your people. You know what I'm saying? Not yet. Not yet. Bowling is cool. The hookah bar, absolutely the fuck not. I have to agree with that one too. I don't fuck with no hookah. Y'all keep that shit. Fast food places, yeah, all that. But like I said, somebody in this new generation made this list. So now the niggas went and said, this is a list of women that you should not date. Single mothers, women with tattoos, women who dress like this in public. But there's no picture, so I don't really get that one. Sex workers, OnlyFans girls, mattress actresses, I think that's porn stars, strippers, call girls, escorts. Ain't an escort and a call girl the same thing? I mean, child, don't give me the line. Instagram models, bottle girls, women with the Instagram page. If that's the case, ain't nobody dating them because everybody got Instagram, okay? Just shut the hell up. Women with no ear piercing. Why at this big ass age? Why wouldn't women? Well, you know, some people, I don't know, but I can't leave the house without earrings. I feel naked. So I have to agree with that. Like, but maybe she forgot her earrings. Like, what? Anyway, women with purple hair or any other unnatural color hair. If it look good, girl, if it look good on your skin, wear your hair. Fuck these niggas. Women with whole friends. Models who market to men. Women who travel. Women who drink liquor. Women with weak or absentee fathers. Women who live alone. Women with a party voice. What's a party voice? Okay. Women on dating apps. Women who have been on Fresh and Fit. I don't know what that is. That's some type of page or something? I mean, I'm in the dark. If you know what Fresh and Fit is, show it to me. Women with lists. Women who have been engaged. Divorcees, American black women. Now, this had to be a dumbass nigga that made this because I thought it was black American women. This nigga said American black women, but whatever. Women who was raised in the West. Now, let me go back to American black women because I don't agree with that. What the fuck wrong with us? We the best women out here. Black women is the best women out here. You talking about some American black women. Nigga, you're stupid because it's supposed to be black American women. So you already crossed off the list. Shut up. Now, to go to women who live alone. You just said you ain't want no single mother. So a woman with no kids that live by herself, that's a red flag. She's supposed to have a roommate. Should she have a friend? Should she be living with her boyfriend talking to you? Like, why she can't live by herself? That's some dumb shit right there. Women with tattoos. What's wrong with tattoos? There had to be a dumbass nigga to make this one right here. And what's a party voice? And how come a woman can't be on a dating app? That's how you find them, your women. If you on a dating app, why the fuck she can't be on it? Make it make sense. Like, these niggas is dumb. So, you know, right after that, the girls came back with another list of men that don't need to be dating. Men with toddlers or younger kids. I mean, I guess it's infants, because toddlers or younger. Anything younger than a toddler is an infant. So, girl. Men that live with their mama. Agreed. Men that live with their baby mama. Are y'all dating? Y'all separated? Y'all can't afford to live by yourself? Y'all just together still? Or y'all roommates? Like, whatever. DL men. Men that don't have a valid driver's license. Men that bank with Cash App. Men that sag their pants. This is definitely somebody from a new generation, because grown-ass niggas don't sag their pants. But, okay. Men that don't take care of their kids. Men that disrespect women. This list. Whew. Men that don't own a suit. Men that live in motels. What? Okay. Men that want to hold a couple dollars till they get paid. Child, this nigga is in a relationship for all the wrong reasons. Men who clothes are in tubs. Do you mean like the little bins from Walmart with the tops on it? When you say tubs, I automatically think bathtub. And nigga, if your clothes is in the bathtub. Men that can't log into anything without help. You a dumb nigga. Men that gotta help. Men that gotta tell their mama everything. Men that work at the FedEx hub. What? Men that work for a temp service. Truck drivers. Them grand rising men. Them what you doing men. Men with multiple kids and baby mamas. Priorities ain't together, my guy. You shouldn't be dating. Men that bash women on social media. Sassy much. Men that have to load their card to add money to it. That's a rush card, nigga. Nah, he don't need to be dating. Hang that up, my guy. Men that don't keep their locks up. Men that hairline is gone, but they keep holding on. Men that always talk about what they used to have. Married men. Men without transportation. And men that are cowboy fans. This whole list needs to be thrown in the trash, okay? Because you don't have a valid driver's license on this list, and you don't got no transportation. So you want a Lyft or Uber. How are you picking me up for the date in the first fucking place, okay? You got multiple baby mamas, and you got toddlers and infants. You should be worried about getting a job. Your date is at the employment office, okay? That's where your date is at. Married men, I mean, you know, them niggas be dating. They dating their wives, they dating their girlfriends, they got every fucking thing. These lists is bonkers, y'all. In a nutshell, it's scary out here, okay? It's scary out here. Now, speaking of being scary out here, we're gonna move right along to Jada. Y'all knew I was coming with my good sis Jada. Jada. Now, I think I did an episode on Jada with my good brother, One Take No Chaser, on season 2 of Wine Time, I believe. And we titled it Cougar Cat Jada. This was when Jada had the entanglement with August. And we thought it couldn't get no worse, my God. And here come Worthy. Now, I'm sick of Jada. I really am. And her book tour. I'm sick of her and the book tour, okay? Shit, a lot of y'all are too. But I'ma say this. Sis is a marketing genius. You hear me? She is. Cause y'all is showing up and buying these books cause she done spilled the tea and y'all wanna read it. And I ain't gonna lie, I was in Target looking for it Saturday, okay? Cause I wanna read it too. Cause if she's saying this shit on national TV while she going around doing her book tour, it's some shit that's in a book that she ain't telling me. So if y'all know people like me, y'all want to read it, okay? Now, I recently come to the conclusion that we will never, ever, ever understand Will and Jada's relationship, okay? No matter how hard we try to figure this shit out, we won't. It's truly unbelievable. I was just saying, she continuously embarrasses this man, and it's not right, because it's not. But after she did the interview on the Today Show saying they've been separated for 7 years, I was done with her. Because none of us would have known that. None of us asked you that. Okay? You pushed that on us. And that's some heavy shit. Because we watching y'all, we confused as fuck. We watching y'all at red carpet events. We watching y'all taking pictures and y'all together and smiling with the kids and all this other shit. But y'all ain't been living in the same house for 7 years. I'm fucking confused, as everybody else is, I'm sure. But right after the Today Show interview, I saw them in pictures smiling and laughing at another book signing. Right there, I said, fuck it. If he like it, I love it. Because Will, blink twice if you need help, my guy. Okay? Because what? Did you just hear what sis said yesterday? Now you got your arm around her in the picture, just smiling, just cheesing. Like, get out. Like, what the fuck? Because at this point, why are we even mad for him? He's not mad for himself. My guy is chilling, literally chilling. I really don't agree with what she's doing. I don't. And I really wish she shut the fuck up at this point. Seriously. But if Will don't give a fuck, why we give a fuck? Because we can't be mad for Will no more, y'all. Because Will not mad for himself at all. Right? So, they like their relationship at this point. Because now my guy got a podcast. And he has Salt and Pepper on there, spilling old school tea. We would have never known that him and Pepper went on a date. And she feel like she missed her chance and shit. But could y'all actually see Will and Pepper together? Like, Pepper is a real nigga. Like, but who would have known that they went on a date together? And he was really feeling her. But, you know, I guess this is his way of speaking. So I guess we got to keep listening and watching to see what else he got to say. But for now, make it make sense, Willard. Okay? Make it make sense. On to some crazy shit out in these streets now. Jesus. DJ Envy and Caesar Penna on a real scam. That's what it is. Because they ain't doing no real estate. They're doing real scam. Okay? So, Caesar is being investigated. And he went live to explain what's going on. He's claiming that Envy is innocent. Envy attorney said Envy is innocent. But if he innocent, like they saying, why the feds run down on Power 1051? Something ain't adding up. Why are they coming to your workplace raiding it? You got to make it make sense, Envy. Now, there's tons of clips going around of people clowning Envy when they was guests on the Breakfast Club. People was making jokes and shit, clowning him and his real estate business and how he maintained his lifestyle. And at this point, I gotta agree. I'm not one to be in his pocket, but can DJs really afford the life that Envy is living? Right? Honestly, let's keep it 100. I got a few DJs right here. Funk Master Flex, DJ Drama, DJ Clue, and DJ Cal. Well, let's keep Khaled. Khaled is an exception because he's living life for real. He got businesses. He be creating these albums with these artists, these top artists that's making money out here. He owns a chain of restaurants and shit. Okay, so we're going to take Khaled off. So just Funk, Master Flex, Drama, and Clue. Look at their life and look at Envy. For real, for real. Compare their lifestyle to Envy and other DJs. That popular DJs that we know. Every year, Envy is taking his family on multiple vacations. His wife gets 12 days of Christmas every year and knows gifts is expensive as hell. Her birthday, forget about it. Forget about it, okay? His car collection is sick. And the kids' cars too, okay? And the wife's car, all right? This guy literally just bought a new house and the wife was bragging about it or whatever the case may be. He literally hosts a morning show, right? He throw car shows every year or whatever, multiple times a year, and he does real estate. All that money coming from me, how he living? Come on now. Now let's look at his co-host, Charlamagne. Charlamagne does way more than Envy does. And Envy lives like a millionaire. What? DJs work like 4 hours a day, whatever. 4 hours a day on a radio station posting. And you living like you pushing bricks and bundles. Like you is the plug. That's how you living. Like you the plug. Okay? Now, I ain't saying he guilty. But he damn sure nothing all the way innocent. Okay? He knew what the fuck was going on. He knew everything. He may not have known everything, but he knew what the fuck was going on, and he knew what time it was. But the money was coming good, and it was coming easy. But all money ain't good money, okay? Now, let's think about this. I'm going to leave y'all with this. This is my closing remark. I'm going to leave y'all with this. Think about it. All of a sudden, Angela Yee wanted to lead a Breakfast Club. They did record-breaking numbers on a morning show across the U.S. And all of a sudden, she don't want to be here no more. Their chemistry was amazing. Now she's tapping out. Remember, last August she tweeted, "The Breakfast Club is officially over." Just because you leaving, sis, don't mean The Breakfast Club is officially over. You got a new job, they still keeping their job. So why would you say it's completely over? It's some shit she know probably came to her attention and she tapped the fuck out, okay? Because she was doing real estate with Envy in Detroit. So some shit probably came to her attention, something happened, and she separated herself ASAP, okay? I don't know, just some shit not adding up. But time will tell all. But in the meantime, make it make sense, Rashawn. Because what? That's all I got for y'all today. If I see some more shit, maybe I'll drop by. If not, maybe I'll see you in another 2 weeks. But I'm sure y'all going to be sending me some shit asking me to comment on it. So here you go. Till next time. Peace out, y'all.